Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
Got the echo.
Hi.
I can't hear myself.
Hi.
No?
Hi. Yeah.
Which one was it?
Yeah, I hear myself. I don't know.
Oh, it's that one.
This one?
Yeah, it's that one. Yeah. Go back the other way. Go back. Yeah. I don't like my voice that much. There we go.
And
how are we doing?
We're good. We're loud.
Yeah, it's loud in the headphones.
Very.
Guys, we're back. Like we never left, but we did.
We left for a very long time, and we left for, I think it was needed, personally.
But unfortunately, the bad side of it is I'm so used to it. It's starting to feel like a joke. I'm like, ugh. I'm not used to this routine.
Yeah.
I have to really push myself.
In all honesty, the way it started is because we just used to be on FaceTime and chatting shit. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh hey, why not record the things that we talk about?
Just for bants.
And then next thing you know, it's like, you know.
We're really doing it.
And then I think it got to my head a little bit, and then I was just like, you know what, okay, every time.
Why did it get to your head?
It just got to my head. Like, the week is finished, I finished work, and then it's like, oh my god,
I have one more thing to do.
And even on the way here, I was thinking about it, and I was like, maybe if we push it to Friday after work and just finish the whole week.
You know, some people do that. It might be a bad option.
It might be.
You know, 7 to 9, get dinner. Beautiful. Just in Stratford.
Exactly.
Just why the start not? Of the week.
Why not?
And then go home.
But starting next week maybe. You never know. Actually,
can we?
I don't know. Yes, we can. Can we?
Yeah. I'm off.
I'm working, but yeah.
You're off after
what, 5? After 6. Yeah. But it's one of them ones. I can do work.
But the thing is, you're even closer to Stratford than I am. Because I'll finish up at 30. So.
Yeah, but you're already on your way. Which actually makes perfect sense because tomorrow's never on time. I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? Her coming from work will be a better opportunity.
Because I'm already on the way.
From 5:30 to 6, you're halfway, and then, it took me 15 minutes to get here. I'm not even gonna lie.
Like, do you know what? It didn't take that long because I left the house at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, she said, oh no, I'm barking.
I left the house at 1 o'clock. Was it 1 o'clock? Okay, sorry, I was in the train at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then I got to Stratford around
10 past 1.
Around the minutes there.
Yeah.
And the bus was a bit delayed.
I mean, it was every 10 minutes, so.
And then it kept stopping at every red light. Oh my god. I see what drivers
see,
got.
See, I don't have that.
No, we kept.
That's why I was like, oh, it's literally here. But then.
But the good thing is it stops right around there.
But then I got lost because all the buildings looked the same. So I just kept on walking that way, thinking it's that way, but it wasn't that way. So then I had to go all the way. I had to Google Map it.
Oh, I immediately recognized it.
I was 2 minutes away. I still had to Google Map it. Anyway, sweet people, it's been a very long time. I think the last episode we did, we had someone here actually. Yeah, that's the last ever episode that we did. We had Bonnie here. That is literally the last episode we did.
You know, that was so long ago.
That was very, very. I was about to say it was very far away.
It was far away.
And yeah, so a lot has happened within that time and right now. You know when people say, oh, someone's life changes every 6 months? It's true. It's very true.
For the better, for the worse, it changes.
Yeah, it can change today, tomorrow, but like 6 months, when we're talking about like personal life, business wise, money wise.
A lot about my life has never changed in the last time that we spoke to you guys.
Life update.
There's plenty.
What's the life update? What's your life update? I want to know your life update.
Spain. Has been.
Oh.
I got a new job. I am officially, as of next month, not going to be a carer anymore. And guys, I don't think I could be happier. Honestly, when I got the news, and better yet, when I got the call, because they gave me the privilege of actually calling me. Congratulations, we are happy to offer you. Da-da-da-da. I said, God, I was jumping on the phone.
Friend, I'm trying. I'm minimizing the words that I use. Cause
I'm trying that as well. I'm even starting to slowly cut out the N-word from my vocabulary.
Sis, because
it's not even intentionally, but when I hear the N-word in songs, I skip it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why in a minute. So, new job. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be
adventure.
A whole new field that I'm not used to. Your girl's going to be one of them corporate babes walking down central London near the...
She's looking like stretching. Looking like a grown schoolgirl.
Exactly. Some days I might even go as a schoolgirl. Who knows?
Them ones.
Who knows?
But friend, let's talk about that though. Because the switch in jobs, the way it has happened...
Do you know what? I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it. And I feel like we have been having this conversation for 3 years. I feel like we've walked this journey together but separately at the same time.
Like we're in the same boat, but we're in the same road, but we took different turns. But we still end up in the same place.
Bro, I remember, so I was on holiday. I came back and I was like, sis, I can't. Like, I don't feel like this is me anymore. Like, I can't do this care thing anymore. Like, I don't know how, you know, the people before us have been doing it.
For 10, 15 years, I said that.
20 years.
I'm struggling. I have not even reached 5 years.
Mentally, I can't. Because... you have to accommodate someone's mental state, meaning your mental state has to be put on hold.
Mental state better be on point.
Yeah, so to me it was like I couldn't do it anymore. And even when I came back, I was like, okay, maybe I just need a change in scenery. So I was like, okay, cool, let me apply for other jobs. Like, same.
Doing the care industry.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. Trust me, I literally had the same day. I lined up all my interviews on the exact same day. Like, I lined all of them up on the same day.
Run down with
girl, the first interview I went to, they were like, oh, you're going to have to come back later. I said, no problem. I just went, you know what, fuck it. I'm not going to any of them now. I was just like, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not going to go to any of them.
Can't be bothered anymore.
Because I was there like, but God, what have I not prayed? Where have I not prayed? Bruv, I've prayed in every part of the house. I've prayed on the plane. I've prayed when I land. I've prayed everywhere at this point. And I'm like...
way to my home, everywhere.
It's not even like I don't have a bit of experience. It's not even like I don't have like a tiny bit of experience.
So you can actually say you have a year's worth of experience.
And you still get zero. So I was just like, you know what, yeah... I don't care how broke I'm going to be for the next whatever, until this year ends, basically.
Yeah.
Until I get a job where I'm like, you know what, yeah, I can do this. So now I had like a recruitment agent that she reached out to me on LinkedIn. She was like, oh, I saw your profile, blah, blah, blah. Can I call you? I was like, okay, cool. She calls me and she's like, oh, they're looking for someone to start ASAP, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, where is it? send me the thing, blah, blah, blah. She sent it to me. I said, oh, God, it's this one.
This is the one.
Because you know what? Yeah, this is the one. So I go to her. It looks perfect. Duh, duh, duh. She goes, I'll get back in touch with you tomorrow. And if I don't, no, you don't have it. The woman wait. You know how the working time is from
nine to five or six.
At 5 o'clock, I was like, yeah, cool, it's cool. It is what it is, isn't it? She calls me. I kid you not. She calls me at 5:57.
She waited
3 minutes. She's like, just before the work. Would like to offer you the role. Da, 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 da. I was like. This is me planning to go back to care, by the way, at this point, because I'm like...
You've given up hope. You want to be broke, but it's only so much brokenness you can live through.
Exactly.
Especially when you have the option to actually do other jobs in the meantime.
Exactly. And one thing, like, I don't know, ever since I was young, one thing I tried not to go on to is Universal Credit. Like, I don't know.
You know, I tried applying for it during 2020 when I wasn't working.
Because you were a student. I've applied for it as well. They were like, you're a student, you get money.
Where?
Yeah, student finance.
You know people money. Anyway, we're gonna get into student finance.
So I was just like, you know what, yeah, it is what it is. The first few days were a bit rough because, mate, it is what it is. But once you get the hang of it, I was like, oh my God, I could be doing this for years.
Yeah, because I actually, you know,
It's the enthusiasm, the excitement.
I'm
excited to start the day. Like, I just like waking up, the sun's out. Okay, because now we're going into autumn, it's a bit different. But like, waking up, the sun's out. Even when I finish work, there's still light.
I can
do things. Do you know what that means? But when it was care, it was 12 hours.
So you wake up when it's dark.
You go
leave the house when it's dark. You get home, it's dark.
So it's like, oh Lord.
How am I not supposed to be depressed when all I see is darkness? Physically, that's what I'm seeing.
That's a question.
Like, all I'm seeing is darkness.
Yeah.
So naturally, in my mind, I'm like, I'm in a dark space.
Yeah.
It's so mad. With me anyway, my environment plays a big part of my mood. So
100%.
Winter time? It's 100%. A whole different energy. If you see me summer, oh my God, I'm light and bright. If you see me in the winter, you think someone killed my cat.
We better be doing, in winter, you better be meeting me for breakfast and lunch. Please. We're not doing no dinner.
Even that's, just let's do lunch because getting out of bed is not peace.
Mate, I literally had a friend here. She was like, oh, like I'm in London. I should see you. Like we should, you know, do something. On the day we were supposed to see each other, she texts me. She goes, I'm coming to your house to sleep, so that's all we're going to do.
Yeah.
She goes, "This the way the weather is moving, it's not for
It's not encouraging me to do anything with my life.
Yeah, and the way the England as a nation is going. The way
inflation.
The way this babe...
We're going to get to because we're jumping topics.
We're just jumping everything. But in all, it has been a good rough year. I can't say the roughness has not played a part because to me it's
if anything it emphasizes the good parts of my life.
100%.
It's shined a very big light.
I've gotten to the point where I'm like, you know what, yeah? Ah, okay. It's okay. It is what it is, man. I know it's just like I've gotten into this habit where it's like it's just for the moment. Like if anything mad is happening, if anything bad is happening, it's literally a
moment. Nothing is temporary. That goes for happiness and sadness.
100%.
Nothing is temporary.
So I was just there like, it is what it is, man. Oh. I was trying to fix the thing and it just went down.
Anyway, my journey into my new job has been very interesting. It's only what? Beginning of the year? Do I want to say the beginning? April, May. May, June. June, July. That's when I really started looking for, actively looking for jobs. And oh my God, guys, I promise you, I've applied for over 100 jobs. And every other week, it's unfortunately. Unfortunately, oh, Dad. Unfortunately, ABC. Unfortunately, your mom. Every single email is unfortunately, unfortunately, unfortunately. I'm starting to feel like...
What? You'd be lucky if you get the unfortunately, though.
You know the ones that don't reply, the ones that piss
They're
me off.
The ones that you apply and you're like, this is me, bruv. This what is my this? CV to the
What's so
tea?
Bad about me that you can't hire me? What is wrong with my CV? I've looked at it. I have up so many times.
It. Oh, my
What
God.
More can I add or take away from it?
Bro, there's a time I started typing my CV and I was like, should I cry for you?
you're the one dealing. Oh, this reminds me of a video I saw on TikTok. This girl, she was like, she applied for a job.
I started doing that.
She applied for a job and they said, unfortunately, you weren't successful, la di da di da. So, and they couldn't give her any feedback as to why she didn't get the job. So what she did is she emailed the company back and said, oh, can I get some feedback as
what
to why
was the
I
reason?
As to why I didn't get the job so I can improve in the future. And I'm like, oh my God, I got you mixed up with other candidates. I was looking for so many CVs. Oh, can we invite you in for a phone call and la-di-da-di-da. And the bitch got a job. The babe, sorry. She got a job.
Yeah.
Guys, reply to your emails. Even if it says unfortunately. Because you never, at least they acknowledged you.
Yeah.
Especially unless, unlike the ones that don't reply.
I actually replied to an unfortunate one. And they literally listed the reasons why. And I was like, okay. It makes sense. Like, it's fine. They were looking for location-wise, blah, 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 and all of that. Even though I was willing to relocate, they were still looking at the expenses they have to pay for me to relocate. So it was like, no, we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that.
And let me add this. Just because you've graduated from uni does not mean you're going to get a good job.
It really isn't a guarantee, unfortunately.
It gives some sort of higher chance, but at the same time it
maybe you're in the top 20
but you're not in the top 10
maybe even top 10 but you won't be on the top 3
five. Yeah,
but it's with that being said, back to my story. So I was applying for jobs, not getting any responses, nothing, until one of my friends, he helped me get into contact with someone that then helped me get, you know, applied for a couple jobs directly with the
company
hiring the person in charge of, you know,
hiring,
looking
HR.
Yeah,
HR, that's it. I can't get my
words out. So I got two interviews. I'm like, okay, cool, I'm excited, this something, it's progress. Doesn't matter if it's one or two, it's progress. Because then before I couldn't even get a
one.
Oh, would you like to come in for a phone call or interview, da, 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 da. So I had an interview with one. It went well, and then it came time for the feedback. This one of the jobs that I applied for, they kept stalling and stalling. Oh, let's say the interview was on Wednesday. They were supposed to get back to me Thursday. Didn't hear anything. Friday, didn't hear anything. Came Monday. That's when I think I emailed them. Yeah. And then I get a phone call. Oh, unfortunately, we can't process you through. We just had more people, more experience, da 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 da. I wanted to tell her to go and fuck something then and there, like, because at the same time I was okay, well, yeah, thank you, you too, bye. I just ended that phone call so good. I was pissed, but
I
at
tend
the same
time end the minute I hit unfortunately. I don't want to hear.
I was pissed, but and then what annoyed me even more is like, damn, now it's down to this,
it's
one
just
job,
this one. Just this,
and that's the
one
that I really, really, really want.
What, this one?
Yes.
Or the one before?
No, the one that's the one I really want. So I was like, I was hoping to have two options that I can pick from, but now it's falling down to
you.
The one that I really want. So if they tell me no, I'm gonna cry. So I'm waiting. Yeah, I'm waiting. I had the meeting with the lady, I think Tuesday or Wednesday. I waited Thursday. I waited Friday. On Monday, 9 a.m., 10 p.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., it's 12, it's 1. I said, let me email them. It's 2 p.m., let me email.
Please, let me know.
Can I find out what's going on, la, la, la? Cool. 2 p.m. when? Nothing. 3 p.m., nothing. I think it was around 4. Still nothing. I said, it's coming up to 5 o'clock.
They're closing.
They're closing.
They are closing.
The office is closing. They're not going to. When I get cool, a fat full of something. We're happy to offer
us. Yeah. Fire in the mountain.
I was jumping on the phone call. I think you could hear the excitement in my voice.
Bro.
I wanted to scream. But for let me keep composure. So I was just jumping in.
Mate.
Mind you, I was at my current job. You know, I'm still working. So I was just there happy.
You don't know whether to quit right there or then.
I was happy as hell, but then I thought, oh no, wait, I can't quit just yet.
Just keep composure.
Keep composure. You know, you got to give your 3 weeks notice because unfortunately as a carer, especially when you're the main carer like I am,
yeah.
I do the bulk of the days throughout the week. So it's like, let me at least I actually do care. Not so much the company, but more the family. Because
yeah.
I actually do have a relationship with them. So it's like, let me give enough time for them to find someone who's actually
capable
of doing all the 4 days that I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 days that I'm doing. I had to count. Someone that can actually do the 4 days that I'm doing. And also someone that the family likes. Because, you know, that's important
as
well.
You can have experience.
You'd be surprised, but so yeah, I decided, you know what, let me do this. I got down to, you know, my 4 weeks. Yeah, cool. 4 week notice. You lot got time to do your thing, but boy, am I looking forward to Mondays now. Counting down the weeks. From Monday, we got 3 weeks to go. We got 3 weeks to go.
I'm done,
guys.
From Monday, not that long.
3 weeks. I can't tell you how excited I am. And it's like, it's bittersweet because when I start work, it's like I just missed my mark to actually get paid for that month. So it's like, I don't get paid until the following month. But it's like, I'm so happy. I'm like, what? I've been broke before in my life.
As long as you have transport to get there.
That's all I need.
Okay.
That's all I need.
It's the only thing you need.
That's all I need. Because even some of the benefits include food. I'm like, please and thank you. God bless you. You know, transport will really be the main thing I'm going to worry about.
Yeah.
And that's fine because the reason why I decided to stay at my current job now and not quit the next morning because I was ready to quit yesterday, really and truly. Just to, you know, let me stack up a bit because... True say, it's coming to the end of the month, holidays, this person's birthday, that celebration, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Let me be reasonable and true to myself because as excited as I am, you know, bills don't stop, unfortunately.
No.
Them direct debits are still coming out. So, that's been my journey. And to be fair, disappointing as it was, all the rejections and the no's and stuff like that.
They mean something now.
It meant, yes, exactly that. Because it's led me to land in exactly where I need to be. Never mind the money, the experience, the job or stuff like that. It's the progression that I'm going to get from this point. Oh, guys, I can't tell how excited I am. This journey, 3 years.
3 years indeed.
You know what? Not even 3 years. From 2020 till now.
Nearly.
I told myself by the end of the year I will have a new job. The year has yet to end. And who has a new job?
Amen.
We both do. Look at that.
Amen to that, bro.
Listen, sometimes you know when to take God's time is the right time, and sometimes when you're in the moment, it's hard to believe that because like, when is the time gonna come? Because I need it now. And when it finally does come, it's like, oh, okay. You know when everything just kind of falls into place. I'm sorry. Every day you have to. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I keep doubting you.
Yeah, I didn't take my. I didn't analyze. You know when you don't analyze the situation.
I didn't think it. Obviously, I can't see the bigger picture. You can.
You
so hey ho.
I don't know tomorrow.
Yeah. So. But honestly, guys, like we were saying, reply to your rejection emails. You never know.
You could
improve your CV so the next person will hire you. Keep at it. I know it's not easy to keep getting them. Unfortunately, sometimes I'm just minding my business, trying to have a good day, forcing myself to have a good day, and then I see that and I'm
Even be out and then it's like 9 o'clock at night. Unfortunately, I'm there thinking you couldn't send this in the morning.
Like I want to flip a table because I'm really forcing myself to have a good day, and then unfortunately, there was a time I even deleted the email. I said I don't want this on my recent emails. I had to delete it out of my recently sent emails.
I blocked the company.
I tell I had you to guys,
block the company, because I was like, you know what, yeah,
your bad vibes.
I'm tired.
Some of them are even sending me adverts for vacancies available in the company. I said, I know I signed up for this, but do you really not think that is that really needed?
It's not necessary.
And
bruv, I got to the point where I was applying for jobs abroad, like anywhere, Canada. Anywhere
she was going,
I was
Germany.
Going. I don't have kids.
Berlin.
I don't have.
That's the thing. Big There's nothing rooting you to this.
Yeah.
Spot. You can just get up and leave as long as the money's there.
As long as and it's the opportunity. Good money. As long as it's good money. See, like I appreciate care so much because it put me on a salary standard. Like. I can't leave this job unless I'm getting something a bit better. Even if it's slightly better, I'm just that type of person. And then I was just like, you know what, yeah, all these jobs that are offering 22k, I'm there thinking, okay, but no.
You have to also look at what,
after tax.
No, even after tax. Oh. What are the benefits that come with it? Because if you have companies that are offering to pay for your lunch, or like breakfast and lunch, or what else can they offer? Like you got memberships for like a masseuse or a pediatrician,
yeah,
whatever.
That's different.
Those things that you essentially won't have to waste money on, which then I guess the 22k would make sense because
it would
deduct from your other expenses.
We live in London. The expenses in London.
That's where you have to look at career progression as well for the company.
And how long it is, because I am waiting 2 years to be progressed. Especially, I'm a first learner. So, to me, it's like, the longest I can wait is 6 months.
Mm-mm.
I need to be going somewhere in 6 months. I kid you not, I can't have the same responsibilities. That's why I think I got so tired in care, because it's like, it's the same thing repeatedly.
I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going
and
anywhere.
And the truth be told, I didn't want to, because the stress of just being a carer alone... I saw the stress of when I was working in care homes of the managers or the nurse in charge and stuff. I said, I don't want that. Especially because this is not the career I want to be in.
I don't want that. I don't need it.
I don't care for it. I just do my client and I go home. Just literally counting down the seconds until it's home time. Because, boy, I'm tired.
Man, I don't know.
It's exhausting. I tell you, it's very exhausting.
On that note,
what's on the note?
Sometimes you just have to be patient and give yourself the grace. I feel like we don't give ourselves sympathy. Like we don't come in now, you know, be like, okay, cool, I need to breathe. I need to take a breather. Like, I got to the point where I literally was... I pushed myself to the wall and I was like, you don't have anywhere to go now. Just stay there. Like, so I told myself, you know what? Wake up, eat food and be cool. Like, just literally.
Just let the day go.
Do what Bye. Is going to, you know, make you happy. But obviously, in the background, I was still applying for jobs, but I didn't let it get to my head to the point where it's like, I'd stopped taking a lot of jobs personally.
Like, oh yeah,
I had to stop taking it personally because I was just like, you know what, it is what it is. But then I was just like, you know what, if I don't get it, I don't get it. If it's for me, it's going to be for me. Like, it's okay for me not, it's okay to be rejected. Like, it's actually fine
because it's not for you.
It's not for you.
The first one I applied for, I got rejected, so I can land on the second one because
exactly.
That's for me.
You don't necessarily need to always be accepted by jobs, people, you know, in life. It's okay not to be accepted. It builds character in one way or another. You realize that, well, I've realized that the more rejections I've gotten, like job wise the more picky I've come salary wise
Yeah.
When they be like, when they call me and they be like, oh, so what's your salary expectation? I'm like, what's your budget? Because if you can't fit me in, this conversation
okay,
has to be
I'm
cut.
Giving you the number. We're going to start off at 24. Aim high because... No, they do have the money.
You know why I asked their budget? Like, you are allowed to know the company's budget before you go to be employed by them.
Yeah.
Because, mate, you're not going to be employed by them, and then in 2 months they'll be like, oh, sorry, we can't afford you anymore. Let me know what your
budget
is.
Made redundant.
Exactly. So I want you to tell me what your budget is, and then I start saying, from the highest that you give me, I put it as my minimum. So if they're saying, oh, we're offering from 25 to 28, I'll be like, my minimum is 28 and my highest is 32. So the least that I would want you to at least push to is a 29. And to me, that's scoring big because, listen.
Really and truly, I was happy with a 23. So the fact that I scored
really
a 28.
Really and truly, I was fine with the number that you gave me from the beginning.
What?
But.
That makes ends meet just because that means the lower you earn, the less you get taxed. But hey ho.
That literally means, well, to me anyway, I don't need to get a second job. Because, mate,
damned if I'm working two jobs.
Exactly. Different people have different responsibilities. And some people want to get somewhere in life very quickly. Some don't mind taking time. Some want to just zoom there.
Sometimes I need to buy this, I need to buy that, exactly, in order to be here in my life. And one job isn't gonna cut because I'm not earning the amount that I need.
By the time you finish paying your bills, you have £20. So now what is £20 going to do apart from do your eyebrows? Nothing.
You know, eyebrows are £6 now.
£3.
It used to be £3. I used to shop there with my £3 coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to shop with my £3 coins. Now it's £6.
I mean, I've gotten to the point where I just do my own eyebrows.
That's what I started doing. Because they're now trying to get me into this whole, oh, do a subscription. You pay £30 so you just show up.
No, we're not doing that.
With eyebrow. Me, dad, I'll come and do my eyebrows every 6 months.
Mate, even waxing, like, it's gotten to the point where I'm like,
I gave
what?
Up on that shit, to be honest. I just do my armpits.
Yeah, mate.
I just do my armpits.
I try to do the one at home, like I make my own, like sugar wax.
That one is a tricky one to get right for me anyway.
Yeah, but I need to use it on my legs, really. I don't do any parts that I'm going to be sent to the hospital burning or it's stuck on me.
Because what do you do? Well, because it's sugar, you can just dissolve it. When it's wax, what do you do?
Bruv, it's happened. Apart from pain. I had to call my sister. There was a time I called my sister.
It was right.
And like, my sister's so dramatic. So the first thing she did was laugh. And she took like a whole 2 minutes. And I was like, mate, it's drying even more.
Exactly. The more the wax dries, the harder it is.
Pull the thing off. Just pull it. All you need to do is just pull. And then when she pulled, I was just there like,
get out.
But I want to know, is my skin still on me? That's the first thing I asked. I am looking to go to laser though.
Yeah, same.
I'm trying to do laser.
But can we just please talk about how the prices for everything has gone up?
Yeah, of course,
guys. It is now our turn to get money sent from home to us.
Sis,
it is our turn.
I've gotten to the point when I get paid, I tend to take the money and then move it to my bank account in my country. You know why? Because even though the money doesn't essentially increase, the more the pound depreciates, the money is still worth more.
Yeah.
And I'm just there like, oh, okay. So by the time I need money and I'm like, oh, transferring it over.
Yeah, but happens when when you convert it from that money to pound?
It's higher.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's lower when you convert pounds to whatever. Yeah.
It's more expensive for me to convert pounds to my currency, but it's
cheaper to convert from your currency to pounds because it's lower. No, it makes
pounds
sense.
Is very low.
Yeah, that shit increased. $1 equals 92 pence the last time I checked.
It's $1 now. It's gone back to $1.
Oh, it's going back to
1 point something.
What happens when we officially get the Prince Charles?
He's already already king, but he's going to be king on Henry's son's birthday. Imagine that. So you're choosing the date of your grandson that you obviously apparently have an issue with to make your king birthday.
Coronation.
King party, whatever it's called.
But my thing is, these events, they cost a bag of money. Money that we don't
have. We pay
have.
For.
Yeah, no, I know it's paid by the tax. They have the money that they have because of taxpayers. You know, Her Majesty's, whatever. He's the HR. HMRC, whatever.
He's Majesty now.
Please. He's Majesty, Her Majesty, the old Majesty.
Let me tell you something. I'm so sorry, but Lizzie, you need to do a reverse. Like, you need to do a turnaround, you need to do a resurrection, you just need to come back.
I was watching
where, what's her name, Liz Truss, went to see the king. My guy said, "You're here again, oh dear, oh dear." I'm like,
am I gonna die?
I was just like, you know how many people the queen have met and she doesn't like, and she's just like, got on with it. Like, you do your thing, you get on with it, and then that's it.
I don't know what reason to find for him, because you have to remain professional regardless of whether you like the person from a personal point of view or not. At least that's how I would think.
Reinstating Andrew.
Andrew who?
Andrew, his brother, the one that was caught up in the Jeffrey Epstein thing. He reinstated his brother.
Didn't the Queen?
Yeah, so he reinstated his brother. The Queen took him off and he reinstated him.
But even when the Queen took him off, was it just politics?
I think it was for the country to calm down.
Okay, no,
because she even gave up some of her own money to keep the woman silent. Well, not silent, but like negotiating.
But when you look at it, they're just as bad as each other. Because why would you pay for a lawyer to defend your son when there's evidence of him participating in these?
They asked him, "Who's this?" Guy said, "Photoshop." I said, "Come and see, wicked."
Even those that have lied didn't lie like this.
No. Even the ones that have lied before you have never lied like this.
Photoshop, I beg. What idiot do I look like to you?
Why would they be doing Photoshop? Actually, they would be, but it wouldn't be that great. To the point where you can see your arm around her.
It was a lie.
It was all a lie. Mate.
Guys, another thing I'm actually happy about in terms of my life progression, I'm done with school.
What's that for? I thought I was done. I'm still going, apparently. I don't know yet. I haven't come to the conclusion. It depends about, it has to do with a lot of things. If I come to the conclusion and I'm like, yeah, cool, I'm going to continue, then I'm going to go for it. But I don't know. I'm still 50-50 at the moment.
I'm officially done.
Currently, I'm done.
Yeah, man. I get my certificate sent to me when?
Soon.
End of November. That's when I'm supposed to be getting it. And I was like, great, fantastic. I like this. Because I'm hearing all these stories. I mean, I was never going to go anyway. But when I'm hearing these stories about how student finance is paying people shillings, nothing. For people, they're not contributing towards people's maintenance loan and the actual loan that goes directly to the university.
Yeah,
guys, me, the way I stress in this life, I would have just died. You would have found my body just there in the ground. Because
they're changing laws for people that have started uni this year. So like, you see how, like, I don't know, the thing about my year, we've been so lucky. We've been the people that have literally sliced the, it's like, oh, you're the last people to do this.
Just got by.
You just
about got by.
So like, people that have started this year, I think it's this year or next year, one of these years, If you don't have
I mean, the academic year has already started, so I'm guessing next year.
So if you don't have a four or five, maths and English GCSEs, student finance is not contributing to you.
Oh, if you fail your maths and English as well, you don't.
You can't retake it.
You can't retake it, meaning you can't apply to university.
Yeah. And then you see how you have 30 years to pay, and then after that 30 years you don't have to pay. They're moving it to 40.
Yee.
So they're trying to get people to pay. Like, they're trying to
yeah, but the interest rates are, hey, interest rates are so ridiculous that...
That's why I don't mind. I know, in
30 years, I'm pretty sure all I would have paid was the interest rates.
Yeah.
Instead of the actual loan that I borrowed. So...
In most cases, you would have paid like 5,000. Because I looked at the repaying thing, and then the way they structured it out, some people, if you earn after 25,000, I think they take £5 per month. So it's literally like you don't see it. Like, you really don't see it come out.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And if you earn more than 28, they take £10. So you actually, in cents, you don't see it.
Really and truly. Unless you want to go and give big contributions. Which makes me think, is it really worth it?
No. If I was to win the lottery today, I don't think the thing on my mind will come and now be paying back student finance.
Would they tax me now?
What? Yeah, they'll tax you. You get taxed. Actually, there's some lotteries where it's tax-free, but you get taxed in most of
them. Everything in this life must get taxed.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. God. It's not easy. Guys, please be sending money. It's our turn.
Be sending money.
I,
Because at this point, you guys have the trees that to grow the money. There's no trees here. Our trees are placed. They don't grow. You know where we live, yeah? You see near McDonald's, they placed the trees there.
They're not
organically grown there.
No. They didn't.
They even have to put wood.
Those fences things, so it doesn't steer off, so it doesn't bend or stuff like that. It ain't easy.
But anyway, guys, it was great.
It's
nice to be back. And then we can do another catch up on... Yeah, we'll have a part two.
Part two.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the catch up.
At this point, it's part three.
No, part two.
What was the first one then?
That was a rehearsal.
Oh, that was an introduction.
That was a rehearsal. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.